Hey everybody, pop art painter Jamie Rocks here. Today's episode is ad-free. It's like the Patreon skit over on Patreon. Now, we sometimes do this if we have a short show, and today's happened to be. Occasionally, we do have shorter shows for various reasons. You know, oftentimes our guests will have a real packed schedule, and, you know, they've got other press to do and whatnot, or they're, you know, needed back on set or something. And anyway, they only have a little bit of time. So rather than piece of several of those together, that's just a big pain. We're not doing that. We just do a shorter episode. And we take out the ads. So it's kind of cool because for all of you people who are non-patrons of mine, and you normally hear the shows with the ads, today, you get to feel like a VIP, you know, get a taste of what they get every day. Our Patreons, of course, get there's many perks and there's tiers, that's how that works and whatnot. But all across, all the tiers get no ads in any of the shows. So there you go. So enjoy today, ad-free.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Man, the week is just moving right along on us. I'm still working nonstop, sleeping about 2 hours a night. This is my busiest week of the year, and I'm really happy to be having a break, though, from painting and being able to do the show and whatnot. I'm real excited about today. We've got a fantastic guest lined up, and she's in a new horror anthology movie that drops right out a couple weeks now, about 2 weeks away, right January 4th. So right after the first of the year. The name of the movie is Monsters in the Closet, and the lead actress, Jasmine Flores. Jasmine, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, and you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's busy time, and I'm glad to be talking to you. I watched your film the other night, and I liked it. I'm a sucker for anthology films, though. I love them.
Oh, great. Are you sure you liked this? I won't pay you to say that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I don't know, because I always feel like I'm getting a deal, because you're getting several stories in one, you know what I mean? Just very, very cool. When I was a kid, some of my favorite horror movies were the anthologies, the creep shows, things like that. And I dug those. Very, very cool stuff. Now, how did you get involved with Monsters in the Closet? Did you go through a casting agency, or they get a hold of you? How did it happen?
No, I've been friends with Zach for a long time. I met him like years ago when I used to do workshops. So I met him through his ex-girlfriend. She was a model, and me and her, we used to model, you know, like be in front of a photographer. And he came in one day, you know, looking for, I guess, actress, whatever. And she had told me about him, that he made film and everything. And that's how I met him. And we've been friends ever since. And me and him have, like, the same taste of movies, you know. And one day he was telling me that he was going to make another film, you know. And that's how I started. Well, the first time, you know, we made a film together. I mean, not a film together, but he had me in one of his movies for, like, 2 minutes. I think it's Beast of Day. I don't know if you saw it.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, okay. So that's how that was the first movie that I ever came up. And, you know, Beast of Day. And then years later, he told me, oh, I'm going to make another movie. I'm thinking about writing another movie. I haven't written one for a long time. And that's when I said to him, you know, I have ideas. because me, I don't know why, but ever since a little girl and a teenager, I've been having like weird dreams and nightmares. And as soon as I wake up, I write them down on my notebook. So I told him about it, and he's like, oh, really, like what? And then I told him a couple of ideas that I had in my notebook, and he liked it. He's like, oh, my God, this is great, you know. And that's from there we got the idea of Monster in the Closet, you know, to write the film.
Nice.
I mean, I only wrote, like, some of the wraparound, but him and his brother wrote the rest.
Nice. Well, hey, you know, everybody works together. You get a good thing. Good things happen. That's awesome. That is very cool. Well, it's a fantastic film. And did it take you guys a long time to shoot it? Or did it go pretty quick?
It took a long time because I don't know if you know this, but, you know, the first movie that he wrote, Monster in the Closet, it was destroyed. His condominia burned down. So we had it was on, if you Google it later on, it happened on 2019, Valentine's Day, and that movie got destroyed. It was already finished. We had film it like in 2018, and the movie was done. So he had me coming to his house, like I think it was like 2 months before his condominium burned down, to watch the movie. I saw it. Me and him was happy with it. He was going to start promoting it and everything. The next thing, his apartment burned down. He lost everything because he didn't have no backup. So then we had to refilm the movie over again. But this time he decided to make it different. It's not like the only part in the movie that is the same is the girl who is like shooting her friends and stuff. But the rest is brand new. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's what a story, ladies and gentlemen. What a story. Oh, my gosh. Just goes to show, you know, a good idea can't be kept down. Wow. I had no idea.
Well,
hopefully nobody ever
knew.
Okay.
Always have it back.
Okay.
Always download everything on your iCloud. You know, I remember telling him, did you download this on your iCloud or anything? He's like, no, I just have it right here on my hard drive. And I'm like, are you sure? Shouldn't you back it up somewhere, like an iCloud or something? He's like, no, I have it right here on my hard drive. And then, you know, boom, everything burned down. He lost everything.
So I bet he backed stuff up now. Well, I've done that. I have done that, not with the whole movie, of course, but just with stuff, you know. It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating.
Yes, it is.
Just on my small level.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, when he texted me and said my apartment burned down, I lost the movie. I thought he was kidding. I'm like, ha, 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 nice one. But then he sent me the link where it came out in the news that his condominium burned down. It was a big, big fire. I was oh, my God. So you're telling me that I spent days of filming this and working and all this, and the movie got lost. I can't believe it. I was really pissed.
Oh, my
God.
Oh,
so that
gosh.
Same year.
I hope everybody was okay.
Yes, no one got hurt. Only two cats was missing, and that's
good.
It. But that's all. Everyone got safe. So everyone is good.
Well, you know, a good thing, though, that comes from that. Now, I'm not in the movie business. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people and stuff for a living. And been doing that a long time. But sometimes I'll look at a painting and I'm just like, and everybody's like, oh, it looks great. It's wonderful. And, you know, that's great. And, you know, the checks have been written. Everything's great. But I'll look at it and I'll say, man, I would have done that different. I would have changed this. I would have done that. And I never get the chance to, you know. So this way, you guys, I mean, yeah, it's terrible. But you were able to, you know, course correct and, you know, make the changes that you wanted to make. So there's that.
Yeah, but I mean, in the first movie, I wasn't not in the wraparound. I was in one of the films.
Ah.
Yeah, so in this second movie that, you know, they was rebuilt, I'm in a wraparound. And actually, you said you liked Tales from the Crypt, right? As you know, no one remembers the wraparound ever. Everyone remembers each film, but no one remembers the wraparound. So I was telling Zach, what the hell? Why do I have to be in a wraparound? No one's going to remember me. Everyone's going to remember the film. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I do. No, I do remember the Crypt Keeper, you know. I do remember him.
Okay.
But I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But that's, you know, that's part of the acting thing, you know. I have friends that do your business, you know, acting and everything. It was so funny. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he's like, yeah, they interviewed us for, 30 minutes on some news thing that he happened to be at a club. There was a shooting in front of it or something. And he's like, yeah, they interviewed us for all this and asked us all these questions. And then I tuned into the news, and I'm on there for 2 seconds.
Like, oh, my
yeah,
God. I
that's
hope you do the same thing to me.
No. You're fine. You're good in the movie. I like it. I like it a lot. Well, that's crazy. That's crazy. What a crazy story.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man. Well, second time's a charm, right? Second time's
yes,
a charm.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Now, this film isn't out yet. This is coming at Gravitas Ventures is dropping this on January the 4th. It's going to be on video on demand everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
I have a little thing I saw online that shows all the different platforms it's going to be on. I'll be posting that on my social media right after the show. So, you know, you can set reminders and look forward to it and dream about it every night. But it's coming. It's coming. Very cool.
So far, you could buy it right now in iTunes for the 4th.
Oh, nice. There you go. Pre-orders, everybody. I love it. Now, Jasmine, you obviously have the bug now. You're looking to do other movies and everything, I imagine, right?
Yes, Zach and Spencer have another movie that they're going to be filming next year in the summertime, and I'm going to be part of it. No, I did not write it this time, but I'm going to be one of the actresses and stuff.
Nice. We'll see. You won't be in the wraparound of that.
No, it's not going to be not one of those movies. I'm just going to be acting in it, and that's it.
Cool. That is cool. Now, we were talking before we came on, you know, it's the holiday season, folks, and what a cool gift to give somebody, especially if you have a horror fan on your Christmas list. You can pre-order this. You know, you can print a little thing out, put it in a nice little or a creepy little, whatever your taste is, card, and put that under the tree. You know, that's pretty cool. What will happen is that you'll have a code or whatever they'll put in, and they can watch it on the 4th when it comes out. And very, very cool. Now, we were talking, you're like me. You're kind of a Halloween gal as opposed to a Christmas gal, right?
Yes, correct. I hate Christmas. I hate Thanksgiving. I hate New Year's. I only like Halloween. That's my number one. And then after Halloween is Valentine, only if I have a boyfriend. And then the third one is Easter. But my number one is Halloween. I love Halloween. And every year, I just like when September comes, I'm like really excited and nervous because next month, October is going to come. And I already have my costume ready by September. So I'm like counting
nice.
Starting for September all the way to October and getting ready, hitting the treadmill. That way I can fit my outfit perfect and just, you know, telling everyone. I never tell anyone what I'm going to be for Halloween because I wait for the same day of Halloween. The reason is because I had copycats in the past where I had told my friends, I'm going to be this. And then right away they buy that costume and copy me and I get so pissed off and so mad. So that's why I always keep it a secret. I always buy my costume in September. And, you know, I go to, like, any Halloween store online, and I spend, like, hours figuring out what am I going to be this year. And then I start looking at the costume. I buy it, order it. It gets there in September, and I put it away and do not tell anyone, like I said, until, like, October 31st. You know?
Well, there
so,
you go.
Yeah, I
there
love
you go.
Halloween. Anyone that knows
we'll
me will tell you I love Halloween.
Well, making horror movies is right up your alley then. So this worked
yes,
out nice,
I
you know?
Yeah, I love scary movies. I've been watching scary movies since I was a little girl. My first movie that I saw was Friday the 13th, Part 5. That's how it all started.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So a Jason fan.
I'm a Jason fan, and I also like Freddy's okay. I like Jason. I like Chucky. I like saw, you know, I especially like movies about serial killer, real serial killer, like Ted Bundy and all that stuff. Some Dan. Yeah. I'm
a
big fan of those.
My wife, I don't think there's a murder show, a murder that's happened that we haven't watched a show about, or she hasn't. She is into it, baby. Into it. Baby.
Oh, me too. But, I love watching the ID channel. I already seen all the episodes.
Oh, that's
I'm waiting for the new
episode.
Yeah, the last one I saw was this weekend on Sunday. It was the Barbie and Ken one. You remember that one? Did you see that one yet?
They're the ones in Canada, right?
I'm thinking
the right
Ken and Barbie.
One.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the last one
Crazy.
I saw. I've been waiting for a new episode. I ran out of watching the ID channel because they keep showing repeats over and over again.
Well, you know, there needs to be more psychos out there, I guess.
yeah.
Crazy. Well, you know, it's a great time for the horror fan because there are so many streaming sites now, and there's just access to so much, and there's great new films all the time coming out. And ladies and gentlemen, Monsters in the Closet is one of those. I'm telling you, you're going to want to check this out. Very, very cool anthology horror movie. And I got to say, in the first, you know, it's different chapters. There's different segments as these anthology movies do. And the first one, I don't want to give anything away, but I just want to comment that, I don't think I'll give anything away by saying that there were some undead in the first one, and their makeup was fantastic. The effects were great. I really enjoyed that because it doesn't always make well.
Yeah, the makeup artist did a really good job. There was only one makeup artist in the whole like movie, and she did a pretty good job. She was there
really?
For hours. Yes, doing makeup on one actor after the other, one after the other. It was crazy.
Wow. Now, have you ever wanted to go into that side of things as well, or you think just acting's the lane you need to be in?
No, acting is enough. I mean, actually, I thought that acting was going to be easy. You know, since a little kid, I always wanted to be an actress, but I was always shy and quiet. And as you could tell, I have like an accent, so I was always embarrassed about my accent because people tend to have a hard time understanding what I'm saying. I have to speak very clear and slow. I hope you're not having a hard time, right? And yeah, so
sweetie, I lived on the East Coast. I'm right there, baby. I hear it. You know, not a problem. not a problem.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So I. Oh, go ahead.
So
being an actress, I thought that it was going to be easy. Like I said, from the little kid, since I saw Home Alone, you know, I fell in love with Macaulay Culkin, and that was the only reason why I wanted to be an actress, only because of him. But as I got older, I was like, what the hell? I want to go into acting just for this guy that he's already married, now he's married, he has a kid. But back then I was, you know, obsessed with him, and that was the reason why I wanted to be an actress. And I never got the chance because, like I said, I was shy, I was quiet. And then finally, when I met Zach, that's when I had my chance. I said, you know what, let me try this. Let me try acting since I always wanted to do this as a little girl. And then when I did it the first time, you know, it was only 2.5 minutes that I came out in the movie Beaster Day. But this movie, Monster in the Closet, when I did this movie, I was like, my God, acting is really hard. You know, I thought it was just easy. You say your line, and that's it, and then cut. But no, he had me saying my lines over and over again. This direction. Now you have to say it this way for this camera. Now you got to say it this way for this camera. Now let me move over here. Now say it again. And I was like, what the hell? I was like so tired and irritated that I was about to quit already. I was about to say, you know what? I quit. Get another actress. But I didn't. I just went right through it, and that's it.
Well, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. Hang tough, you know, hang tough. But I'm glad you did because it really came through, and it worked out, you know. You guys made a movie. How cool is that? That's awesome.
Yes, not everyone gets to do that, right? Yeah, I'm lucky.
No. I've never made a movie. I think I'm pretty impressed. That's very, very cool. Now, are you guys going to have, like, a little get-together on the 4th or something when it comes out? Or have you guys already done something like that?
No, Zach is too busy, especially Spencer. Getting to Spencer is like, oh my God, you know. But the movie that he wrote, the one with the Frankenstein stuff and the zombie, it took a long time for him to do that, you know. Every time Zach would contact him and say, hey, when are you going to start filming this? He's like, yeah, soon. And Zach kept getting on his case and everything. It took a long time with Spencer. He's very busy, you know. So getting to him together on the 4th is going to be impossible. And Zach is always busy, too, you know.
Oh, yeah, keeping that hustle, man. That's how you get the basketball down the court. You got to move. You got to move, you know.
Yes. It would have been nice to get together, but it's impossible. Especially with this corona thing going around. It's too, you know, people are, like, scared and everything.
You know, it's weird, and then they got that new one now, and it's just, you know, you don't even know what's happening. It's crazy.
Yes,
but I think
yes. You
guys are smart doing this on demand and on digital. I think that's the smart way to do it. Because I'll tell you, people are used to watching stuff at home now, especially after the last year and a half. You know, everybody knows how to work that Roku and or that PlayStation.
I can't remember when was the last movies I saw at the movies. It was like 2 years ago or 3 years ago that I went to the movies.
I
can't remember ever since this corona
happened. I'm the same way. My wife, she got some tickets to go see Free Guy, and that was a couple months ago. But she said, the place was empty. It was, and I'm like, well, that's good. You know, I'm glad you're
not
getting...
good. I like that when it's empty. I like to be the only one at the movies.
Exactly.
I hate when people start talking or screaming or laughing when I'm watching a movie. I like everything to be silent.
Well, see, Jasmine, that's what we got to do is we got to make a bunch of money so we can have our theater at home, you know?
yes.
Like those rich guys do. Yeah, just have a big thing with a popcorn machine. It'd be great. We watch scary movies.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, that's awesome. That is awesome. Well, you know, I know you're a very busy lady. You're doing a lot of press for this and whatnot. You've got a new one coming up. But I want to thank you for taking time, out of your schedule to do the show and be on it and everything. That's awesome. And,
you're welcome.
You're real good. You're real good.
And thank you for having me
in
your show.
Yeah. I can't wait to see you in more stuff, you know?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, folks, again, Monsters in the Closet. It's out on digital and on demand January 4th. Very, very cool. Like I said before, if you have a horror fan on your Christmas list, pre-order it, baby. Pre-order this and, put that under the tree for them. I'll tell you what, nobody else will get, you know, I just think that's cool. I think that's a cool gift, you know. What else are you going to get them? Something that they won't use. They'll enjoy this. They'll enjoy this, I'm telling you, because you know them. Very, very cool. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us. We are. We will be back on Monday. Got a couple days off. I'm finishing up. I'm just getting all the out-of-town painting, the last-minute out-of-town paintings finished, and a big trip to the UPS tomorrow. For those all to go out and, so they can get to where they have to get by the holiday. And then my weekend starts with all the people here in town in South Florida who waited until the last moment and will be calling me. And, hey, can you knock this? I need a painting of Abraham Lincoln for my friend on Christmas. I figure – I usually don't do anything the week between Christmas and New Year's. I just catch up on sleep because I don't get any the whole month of December. Very, very cool. And I, to make matters worse, I'm watching movies like Monster in the Closet. You can't sleep after watching that. Oh, my gosh. Crazy, folks. Crazy. Well, that's going to wrap it up. We will see you on Monday, everybody. We've got a very cool band on Monday called Vazoom. And they're from my hometown of Detroit, Michigan. And they are a combination of death rock and shoegaze, a type of music they call death gaze. So, hey, how about that? We're all going to paint our fingernails black and suck in our cheeks and enjoy that immensely. my goth roots will be coming forward. Very cool. Well, folks, we'll see you later. Have a great weekend, everybody. And remember, when you're out shopping and everything this weekend, be nice to everybody out there, including the people working. They're having a hard enough time. They don't need any nonsense. So just be cool and be kind, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, Jasmine.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Amy. Thanks.
Absolutely.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.